President Mills has expressed Ghana's confidence in the new executives of the ECOWAS Commission. He hoped they would work more to bring the needed development to the people of the sub-region instead of only resolving conflicts. President Mills said this when the executives, led by President Kadre Desiree Wodragu, paid a courtesy call on him.
I want to congratulate each and every one of you on your assumption of office as president and commissioners of this important regional organization. We in Ghana believe very much in ECOWAS, and we have the fullest confidence in you and your ability and that of your colleagues to be able to continue with the good ECOWAS has been doing. And I haven't been associated with it. I am very hopeful that ECOWAS is going to get stronger and stronger. We will spend less time resolving conflicts and more on finding ways of developing our nation so that our people's expectations can be met.
President Mills. Mr. Wodragu, who together with the executives are attending the ECOWAS China Trade Forum, was grateful to Ghana for agreeing to host the forum.
On behalf of my delegation, I would want to express to you our deepest gratitude for accepting to receive us, and also for having sent a high-level delegation, His Excellency the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, representing the Vice President, to open the ceremony. We are indeed grateful to you for that. So while in Accra for the first time after my assumption of duty on the 1st of March, it was indeed my honor and my duty to come and call on you and introduce myself, and also seize this opportunity to introduce to you the team that are with me for this event. And this is to show the importance that we are according to the partnership with emerging countries.
ECOWAS Commission President Kadri Desiree Wodragu. Meanwhile, the second China ECOWAS Economic and Trade Forum has opened in Accra. It's the first to be held in Africa. During the two-day forum, business executives from both China and the sub-region will discuss how to maximize the inflow of foreign direct investment. Gloria Anderson and Eugenia Drimo report.
The first China ECOWAS Trade and Economic Forum in Beijing attracted 1,000 businessmen and women from West Africa. The outcome was the signing of Memorandum of Understanding and Agreement on investments worth billions of dollars between Chinese companies and some African countries. The ongoing second forum in Accra is expected to replicate achievements with special focus on attracting long-term concessionary funds for developing public infrastructure and promoting ECOWAS China trade. The Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Joseph Annan, assured the Chinese investors that the ECOWAS sub-region is ripe for business and they should take advantage of the emerging opportunities in the region. The ECOWAS President, Kadre Wedrago, urged China to ensure that agreements made after the 2008 forum are implemented. He proposed the adoption of an Accra Declaration to chart the path for China ECOWAS cooperation. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni, asked the ECOWAS and Chinese business community to enhance their production capacities through the partnership that will be formed. The Vice Chair of the China Council for Promotion of International Trade, Yupin, announced China's willingness to increase imports of products from West Africa.
I have the feeling there is enormous potential for continuous development of friendship and cooperation between our two sides. In the Chinese business community, the interest is very strong. It requires efforts on both sides to push forward continuously the existing friendship and cooperation. And this is the goal that we are here, and this is the goal we are pursuing in the years to come together.
Participants described the forum as very timely and said strengthened partnership will ensure that businesses grow in Africa.
The world is going with mondialization, and we need to strengthen our partnership with big partners all over the world. And this second forum is an opportunity to go ahead.
The most attractive is the resource and the cheap manpower, I think so.
A report by Gloria Anderson and Eugenia Dremont. The chairman of the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADA, Al-Hassan Andani, has called on China to invest in the northeastern SADA zones, which have been found to abound in iron ore, gold and other precious minerals. He said this can be done by forming partnership with government and the private sector. Mr. Andani was part of an ECOWAS China delegation that called on the Vice President John Mahama at the Castle Lusu. The delegation is in the country to attend the two-day China ECOWAS Economic and Trade Forum in Accra. The forum allows for the private sector and entrepreneurs in the ECOWAS zone to meet with Chinese firms to form joint ventures. The first China ECOWAS Forum was held in Beijing in September 2008.
Information available to us indicates that the Northern Savannah Ecological Zone also abounds in natural resources, in iron ore, a bit of gold into the northwest that runs through Wa up into the Mali Zone, and therefore we believe that there is gold in that region, and we think our Chinese friends have the potential to enable us to find out these resources and exploit them commercially. We also believe that because of the wider scope of development for the northern Sahelian countries, our friends in ECOWAS will find some of the bigger projects, or especially the secular roads that will open up trade, and also some railway facilities to facilitate trade from the thermal port through this northern ecological zone.
Vice President John Dramani Mahama noted that it's about time ECOWAS countries leverage their energies towards interconnecting roads, rails and harbours, among other networks. This, he said, is the only way sub-regional integration, which is a prerequisite to developing a common market, can be achieved. Vice President John Mahama noted that ECOWAS countries must take advantage of low-cost financing and technology from China to develop sustainable growth in all sectors.
If we leverage our energies together as ECOWAS, and we can develop a kind of joint sovereign guarantee for the ECOWAS sub-region to tackle some of these international projects, interconnecting our roads, interconnecting our rails, expanding our ports. These are projects that have a sub-regional view and are not the kind of view of one single country. And so if we have a strategic partner like China that is capable of giving us long-term, low-cost financing, then it makes it easier for us to achieve these projects. So what I'm hoping can come out of this forum is that we have a framework between the ECOWAS Secretariat and China that says that this amount of money is available to the ECOWAS sub-region over the next 5 years or so. And so we can identify priority projects that move the integration process forward, and so that jointly as ECOWAS, you know, we can develop those projects with China.
The Vice Chairman of the China Council for the Promotion of International Trade, Yu Ping, commended Ghana for opening her doors to the Chinese people and businesses. He said China is ready to provide any form of assistance to Ghana. Mr. Yu spoke through an interpreter.
Our trade volume has enjoyed a growth rate of over 20% as compared to the previous year.
More
investments are coming from China to Ghana. As far as I heard, there are tens of thousands of Chinese people now living in Ghana.
双边之间的, 经贸合作的潜力,
I strongly believe in the potential we hold in the China-Ghana cooperation as well as China-ECOWAS cooperation.
通过这是在加拿大举办这个论坛,
I sincerely hope that with our joint effort, we can deepen our cooperation between China and African countries, China and ECOWAS countries, and especially China with Ghana.
Vice Chairman of the China Council for the Promotion of International Trade, Yu Ping.